From the internet, to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good morning! It is Stephen Roy, and this is the Stephen Roy Podcast for the 25th of April, the year of our Lord, 2025. Let's go ahead and get to the Rumble. I'm going to take my headsets off, and we'll do it. Ready? Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for Saturday, the 25th of April, the year of our Lord, 2026. I think on the podcast I said 25. It's great to be with you. As you can see, I have my Catzilla shirt on. Arr! Catzilla. Yeah, I love it. Wore my Catzilla tank top last night when we just went to grab a bite to eat at our local Mexican eatery, and then, which is one of my favorite foods. My favorite food has got to be a big, juicy steak. I mean, a big, juicy steak. You know, my brother-in-law has got steaks from a local ranch here in West Texas, and they're so nummy. I mean, melt in your mouth, nummy, this thick. Last time I think we had some of those from the ranch was in Ruidoso, New Mexico, which is in the mountains of New Mexico. Beautiful place, love it. And we went there for the 4th of July weekend last year. We went to Ruidoso Downs on 4th of July for quarter horse racing. Because they had so much flooding there, they didn't race around the track. They just went like 300 yards in a straight line, and it was so much fun. It was fun, except that a rider fell and was unconscious and had to be taken from the track in an ambulance. That wasn't fun, but the rest of the racing was fun. And we rented a house up in the mountains, and the whole family was there. It was great. Had a great time. And then my brother-in-law brought these steaks. I mean, I'm talking yeesh. And he's a good cook. And so they had a grill there at the house, and so we grilled steaks for our whole family and one of our friends. It was great. We had a good time. Anyway, I digress a little. So I think I would say a big juicy steak is probably my favorite. And then after that is Texas barbecue. Now, I think I told you a story about when I went to Dallas Cowboys training camp at Cal State Lutheran, which is like in, I don't know, Oxnard, Ventura, California, which is near the coast. And I went there when I was in high school. I was a defensive player that went, and then Scott Forrest, kid I grew up with, was the offensive player, and it was a good time. And I was sitting like from me to you, from Tom Landry and Danny White and others, and the kids all ate over here, and then the players all ate over here, and in comes Randy White. I think I told you the story on a previous show. Randy White, Too Tall Jones, and Harvey Martin. What a thrill that was to see them together. Great time. Good times. And so I've never been a huge Dallas fan, even though I've lived in Texas now. It'll be 9 years, June 1st, that I've lived in West Texas. Never been to a Dallas Cowboys game. And I could easily enough. I have become a Chiefs fan. And not, yeah, last year notwithstanding. In 2024, Dee and I went to a game at Arrowhead for Monday Night Football versus the New Orleans Saints, and it was fairly close in the first half. Then in the second half, the Chiefs pulled away, but it was still a great game. New Orleans fans were cool; never had a problem with them. The only fans I've ever had a problem with in Texas is Colorado fans at Jones Stadium. They were nasty. BYU fans, great. Kansas fans, Kansas State, no problem. SFA, that's Stephen F. Austin University, not a problem. Tarleton, they were great. Never had a problem with any other fans except Colorado. BYU fans were probably the nicest. And that was a good game. That was the ESPN game day game that day. unbelievable. You know, they say that it was, I don't know, something like $3 million that came to West Texas for ESPN game day because it was huge. There was like 5,000 people there. Dee and I and my brother-in-law arrived, I don't know, I want to say 8:30. I think the game was at 11. And doesn't really matter what time the game was. The point is that it was a great show. We kind of stood off to the I guess that would be the south side. That the stage was kind of on the south side of the, like the southwest side of the green belt, and we were kind of just southeast of the stage, and you could still see big old monitors. They had monitors up all over the place, and so we were there for a short time, and then we went into the stadium. I like to be in my seats, in my seat, an hour before game time because I like all the pregame stuff when they're warming up and kickers kicking field goals, punters punting the ball, quarterbacks and receivers throwing it, you know, the line doing drills. I enjoy it all. I enjoy it all. Tackling, you know, easily, not really trying to beat the crap out of each other, tackling drills. I do enjoy that. So, I tell you all this because they're estimating 3.7 million, probably more, will be coming into West Texas this weekend for the George Strait concert. Now, Dee and I had no intention of going because tickets were ridiculous. I'm not going to spend $300 to sit up in the nosebleeds. I'm not going to do it. You won't even be able to see the stage. Well, I drove by the other day going to a hub site that I have that's just east of Texas Tech. So I got off Marsha Sharp at University, and you drive literally right on the north side of Jones Stadium. And I looked through the arches at Jones Stadium, and you could see the top third, probably, of the stage. And I went, wow, that's huge, huge. And I've seen pictures since, and of course, just video snippets from Friday night's George Strait concert. And it I saw it when it was being built. I think my stepdaughter showed me a video last Thursday of it actually being built. And it looks like the same stage that was at Kyle Field when George played at A&M. That was the largest performance in population ever in a U.S. stadium. Now, there have been larger turnouts in a festival setting. Like, I think there was a couple concerts in Central Park in New York City that were like over a million people. But that was the largest stadium at A&M when it was like 110,000. Now, there's probably going to be 70,000 tonight at the Jones. Jones Stadium seats 64,000. Used to seat a little more until they redid the south end zone. There's actually less seats now than there was before the south end zone was enclosed. So now there's more suites now since the south end zone was enclosed. And it's an absolute beautiful stadium. Absolutely beautiful. There used to be just stands on the south end zone and the band used to sit there. Well, now there's premium seats that are like, I don't know how to describe them. There's like loge areas, which are little fenced in areas that have like four rolly seats. I don't know how to describe them. They're like high leather, they're like high back leather executive chairs, right? And then there's loge sections on the sides of the south, and then there's seats in the middle, and there's like two seats, then two seats, then two seats. And they're built in and they look very comfy. Well, they're not cheap because I've priced those seats. Now, Dee and I have Texas Tech season tickets for this season. And season tickets are at a premium. There's none on the west side, which is the most desirable place to sit. Although you don't want to sit up high. When you sit up high on the west side, there is no leg room. Now, I have short legs. I'm 6 feet tall, but I have a 30-inch inseam, right? So I have a massive, I have a ginormous trunk, and I only have 30-inch legs. That's why I was good at nose guard, because I was very quick off the ball when I played college football. But Dee has longer legs than me, and so if we sit in those nosebleed seats, there's no leg room. So our season tickets will be on the east side. They're actually bleachers, and that's okay because we have stadium seats that we've bought for aluminum bleacher seats, and they, you know, it has a thingy that goes beep, clamps underneath the bleacher seat, and they're very comfortable, and they have a seat back. There's limits to how big these things can be. Like, you can't have big old, you know, like a big old armchair, right? So that seat is probably 14 inches wide, if I had to guess. And then there's a back that tips up that's very comfortable. And then it has a clampy thing that clamps underneath it. And we haven't taken that to a Texas Tech game. We've taken it to Levelland football games because our grandson plays in the Levelland band. And so we've taken the seats there. I know they're very comfortable. I'll have to carry him from the parking lot where we park half a mile away from the stadium. I want to say it's a mile, but it's not. Right? It's like a 15-minute walk. It's not that bad. And that's where we're going to park tonight for the concert. That's the news. We got tickets to the George Strait concert. It's Hunter Westbrook. It is Miranda Lambert. And, of course, the King of Country, George Strait. And I believe they're using the A&M stage, which is a rotating stage. It rotates every 8 minutes, so it's very slow. Every 8 minutes, it goes beep, right on a circle. So that's pretty cool. I'm not sure if that's going to rotate tonight, but it has video screens on all four sides, right? On the end zone sides, on the front side, on the back side. So even if you sit in the rafters, you can still see what's going on down there. Now, I've reminded, just between you and I, okay, don't tell D I said this. I've reminded D like six times to take her binoculars. I'm not going to say it again. And you watch. She's going to forget them. She's going to forget them. And then I can neener. But I'm not saying it again. I just reminded her yesterday. You can't remind me now. I have to be 3 feet from wherever those binoculars are. And then you can remind me. You can't remind me now when we're out to dinner at a Mexican eatery. Or at the grocery store, you can't remind me. No, I have to be 3 feet from the exact location where the binoculars are stored. That's what she said. And I quote, yes, and I quote. So Dee and I will be there for George Strait tonight. And what else has been going on? Oh, Thursday night we went to Galley's Cigar Lounge. Now, they don't sponsor the show, but it is owned by my stepdaughter and son-in-law. So let me promote Galley's Cigar Lounge in Levelland, Texas. So if you're watching this and you live in West Texas, you need to go to Levelland. I believe they're typically open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., I believe that's correct. 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Sunday. And then on Mondays, they're closed. So check them out. We'll be going there tomorrow after church. And I like a good cigar. I cannot deny it. I had, what did I have? I had their signature brand, their Galley's brand cigar on Thursday. It was called a Prima Donna. And it was sweet. I mean, it was a little sweet, which I like. I'm not a big wine drinker, but I like sweet wine. For example, I like port. Port is a dessert wine, but I like it because it's sweet. And I do. I like sweet wine. I like sweet drinks. I'm man enough to admit I like sweet drinks. When we go on the cruise this summer, Dee and I will be partaking of the Pina Colada or strawberry daiquiri. Or even a Mai Tai, a tequila sunrise. Although I try to stay away from the vodka and tequila drinks. I drink mostly rum drinks, which would be a pina colada or a strawberry daiquiri. You know, a rum punch. You know, I'll probably have rum punch on an excursion we go on. And I'm not a huge drinker. Don't get me wrong. But I do like a pina colada, especially when it's hot. So last year, when we went to a all-inclusive resort in Mexico, we had big tumblers. We had them put the piña colada in the tumbler, and then it'll stay cold for hours, right? So you just sip on it. I'm not gulping the piña. My gosh, you'd get a I would get a brain freeze. Oh, I hate that. I get that easily. So can't do that. All right, let's see what's happening on the X. You can join me on X at Stephen Roy Radio, at Stephen Roy Radio. Let me click on my profile and then replies. As of this morning, let's see, what do we have this morning? We have 9,756 followers. Thank you. Thank you for following me. I do appreciate that. Haven't been spending as much time there this week because it's been so busy. Here's a picture of D and I at Galley's Cigar Lounge. Beautiful lounge. That's their signature. Their trademark is a deer on their logo. So there's two deer here that I helped Joe hang, and there's two more back farther, and you can barely see one of them. Chandelier hanging in the front. They painted the whole, the walls are I can't even describe it. It's kind of like a blue gray, and the ceiling is black, and they've even put in ventilation. There's like super silent fans, vent fans in the ceiling. So there's not like, it's not like a room full of cigar smoke. I wouldn't like that. Then they also have air filters inside there that are also cleaning the air. Lots of great couches and seats to chill out. And it's like the best male bonding at a cigar lounge, because I've really enjoyed hanging with dudes, you know, because I don't have any male friends in West Texas, except my colleagues I work with, and family, of course. And so I've really enjoyed hanging with the dudes, you know, having a cigar there at the Galley's Cigar Lounge in Leveland. So you'll have to check them out. I also enjoy fun videos. Like this was, these guys made the most incredible cutting boards, you know, out of little sections of wood. And I just love watching these videos, you know, when they do that kind of stuff. So that's the kind of stuff I post all the time. I post funny dog videos. They're funny too, or cat videos. You can see that at Stephen Roy Radio. Follow me on the X. And I do post my share of politics stuff. Like, did you hear about the Southern Poverty Law Center? Apparently they've been sponsoring groups like the KKK and racist groups like white supremacy groups have been sponsored by the Southern Poverty Law Center, and they act like they're some, you know, a civil rights organization, like the ACLU, that's the American Communist Liberties Union, right? That's what the SPLC has become. It's nothing but a communist organization that is advocating the overthrow of the United States. And the cat's out of the bag now. And so this was a funny meme that Farm Girl posted. It says, when you're at a Klan rally and you see another SPLC intern, and they're like, you know, all surprised that they see another racist there. Mike posted this, it's really good. California residents pay about 11% more for groceries than the national average. Californians pay 40% more for gas, 61% more for utilities than the national average, according to this report. Before you move, try voting Republican this cycle. Why would you vote for stuff like Virginia Stan? Virginia Stan's recent referendum, or whatever they're trying to call it, has already been halted by a judge because it's unconstitutional. You know, you just can't draw district boundaries where it's like, here's Virginia, right? And it's like, Northern Virginia is more liberal. Northern Virginia is more liberal. And then you're like, through all of Virginia, so that Democrats have a 10-to-1 advantage over Republicans. That's why the districts were drawn that way. No, you can't draw districts by race, period. You can't do it. No, you cannot. So here's a picture of a U-Haul on, I believe that's KTTV channel 11. It says Californians flee high costs and many come out ahead financially. Gee, you think? They say in 2017, when I moved here, that'll be 9 years ago, June 1st, 2017, when I escaped California, they said moving to Texas is like getting a 15% pay raise from the get-go. Now, it's more than that, because Texas has no income tax, right? Now, the only thing that's high in Texas, in my opinion, is property tax. Now, it's not Northeast property tax high. When I've looked at jobs there, it's like, why would you pay a 50% of your pay in income tax to the state of New York? There's more fees from the city. Zohan the communist is destroying the city of New Yorkistan, and people are escaping. And gee, I wonder why. Why do you think rich people are escaping Californistan, right? Nasty Fornia is what I call it. They're escaping Nasty Fornia because why would you pay that tax? Elon Musk moved to Austin, Texas. He's not paying any state income tax now. Gee, his pay just went down, what, like 25%? At least his taxes went down 25%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This meme has been around for a long time. It says, Islamic preacher, when Muslims become the majority in the West in the next 40 years, non-Muslims will have to convert, pay the jizya, or be killed. I guess that's some tax that you have to pay if you're not Muzzy. Or be killed because Sharia will rule. Is this message clear or does it need to be spelled out? I said, hey, dude, come to West Texas. We'll see how that works out for you. Come and take it. Come to West Texas and we'll see how your Sharia law works out. Not in West Texas, no. I'm sorry, it will not work. Senator Lisa Murkowski, the murky one, will be primary challenged by Alaska Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy in 2028, according to Faux News. This is posted by Rob Schneider. And I said, you know what? I lived in Alaska. I lived in Alaska from July 4th, 2023. 2003. From July 4th, 2003 to August 2004, I lived in Sitka, Alaska. And the murky one was appointed then by her then governor, the murky one senior. That's right. The murky one's governor daddy appointed her senator. When she ran for election in Alaska, she was primaried. She lost the primary. Do you know how she was fraud elected? By a write-in ballot. The murky one was elected by write-in ballot. You should have seen some of these ballots. That says Lisa Murkowski. That's a vote for her. That's how she was fraud elected in Alaska. And she is no Republican. No. She's, at the very least, she's a rhino traitor. That's right. She's a traitor against not only the citizens of Alaska, but the United States of America. That's how I feel about the murky one. See funny memes all the time about Zohan the communist, the mayor of New Yorkistan. It's hilarious. Hilarious. I've been watching this really good, two good documentaries. Let me tell you about two good documentaries. Number one, have you seen the Hulkistan? The Hulkinator, Hulkamania? Terry Bollea, otherwise known as Hulk Hogan, did a great documentary on Netflix. You got to check it out. This is the last interview he did last year before he died in July of 2025. You need to check it out. It's really good. I can remember Hulkamania, you know, when I was a teenager. That's when it first became big in the mid-80s. In 1985, I was 19 and I was working for Falcon Cable. Doesn't even exist anymore, I don't think. And in Alhambra, California, I was a dispatcher. And I can remember the first WrestleMania. I think we had like 10,000 buys. And this was a suburban LA cable system that had like 120,000 customers. And we had 10,000 buys for WrestleMania 1. It was huge. Huge. And I had to work late for that WrestleMania. I don't remember watching it, but I do remember having to work it. And I like the Hulkster. I've liked Hulkamania. And, you know, really enjoyed it. And this is a great documentary. You got to check it out on Netflix. The other one I've been watching is about the life of Stevie Ray Vaughan. And that's on Prime. You need to check that out, too. I had no idea about all of the history of Stevie Ray Vaughan because I never really followed his career that closely. When I was exposed to him, I know now, it was at the end of his career. And he died tragically in 1990, which is sad. But check that out, Stevie Ray Vaughan on Prime. Nick Shirley has announced that he's going to have a video coming out about the Brother Lover, That's what I call Ilhan Omar, who married her brother illegally. That's called immigration fraud. And overnight, she went from like $30,000 in assets to $30 million in assets overnight. There's only one thing that came from, and that's massive fraud. That's right. So she got rich from massive fraud. Her and her husband had fake charities that were getting millions of dollars from the federal government, like many, many, many fake charities that Nick Shirley has exposed in Minnesota stand. And so Ilhan Omar needs to be arrested. She needs to put, and it won't be the first time she's done the popo perp walk to the pokey. Just do a little search and you're going to see her mugshot. And she, did you know she's practically bald? She is. I think that's why she wears the hijab. Anyway, she looks terrible without that headscarf. And there is a mugshot that is on the interwebs of her when she was arrested before, when she was doing some illegal stuff. So Ilhan Omar, the brother lover, is no stranger to being in prison. Well, when Nick Shirley releases this video, it's going to be released soon, and it's going to be epic. That is what he has said. It's going to be epic. I'm not going to talk about the Save America Act because I'm going to get irate with how ridiculous this leader Thune, what's his name? Johnny Thuney? He needs to go because he does not represent the 85% of Americans that want it passed. You know what? When I vote in an election in the state of Texas, I have to show my Texas state driver's license. They scan it, and I can't vote anywhere else once I voted here in West Texas. Oh my gosh, the horror. The horror of having to show my driver's license. Oh, that's racist. I can't believe you asked me for my driver. When I bought a cigar at my stepdaughter and son-in-law's cigar lounge, I have to show my ID. When you buy lottery tickets in the state of Texas, do not be surprised if you have to show your ID. I deposited a check at my bank just this last week. I think it was like Tuesday or Wednesday. I deposited a check that my brother-in-law had sent for the season, for his portion of the season tickets. And guess what? I had to show my ID to the bank. Oh, the horror! So stupid. So stupid. It's not uncommon if you get a drink in an airport, in an airport bar. I'm 59 years old and I might have to show my ID. Ah! That's so stupid. There's only one reason that there are political types that don't want you to show your ID when you vote. Only one reason. Fraudlection. Fraudlection. That's the only reason for you not to show your ID when you vote. So stupid. I don't know if you're familiar with the Babylon Bee, but this article from the Babylon Bee says there's a crazy old guy at a nursing home that keeps telling people he was president. Do you see this article? Yeah, he keeps saying he was president. Oh, that's so funny. That's so funny. Scott Jennings, the only reasonable voice on the Communist Spews Network, Scott Jennings, he says, what did Dems have planned in the midterm elections? Will they lower your taxes? Will they make America safe? Will we have energy security? No, none of that. They will profess none of that. They will wage maximum warfare on Republicans and impeach President Trump on day one for no reason. They'll make up something like the Russian collusion. They had some pee-pee in the bed, stupid story that would never happen because President Trump's a germaphobe. You know, so stupid. That's what they impeached him for. Yeah. So what Scott Jennings said is this is not an election to sit out. Typically, less people vote in the midterms. I'll be voting next month and not for Senator Cornhole in the state of Texas. I will vote for Attorney General Ken Paxton, to be, he's going to primary John Cornyn, the cornhole. Yeah, his name's Cornyn. I call him Senator Cornhole, who votes against the American people just about every time. And then runs these ads like with a cowboy hat at the border. Yeah, I'm a proud American. Really, Cornhole? What happened the other 364 days of the year? Because you're not. And your record proves it. It shows it. Ken Paxton has fought for the state of Texas, and he will fight for the United States of America in the United States Senate. Can I say that about Cornhole? No, I cannot. No, I cannot. God and Country posted, stop scrolling. If God has blessed you today, type amen. And so I typed amen. Because I am thankful each and every day, for every day that I have life in West Texas. I was just talking to a gentleman, that I think it was Thursday night, that was in the hospital because he was so sick. He was in the hospital for months. And then I complain about nothing, because I'm totally healthy. I'm healthy. I have no aches and pains. Well, I did. I told you last show about when we spent Friday from like 12:30 until 9:30 last Friday night a week ago, and I was sore all weekend. But that was from taking down a 75-inch TV that weighed like 76 pounds and then put up an 85-inch TV that weighed 64 pounds, surprisingly lighter, but more awkward because it was bigger. Then we put the 75 in the living room and took the 55 down, put up the 75, and that was not easy to lift. And it fit perfectly on our fireplace. I was scared it was going to be bigger. And then we put the 55 in the bedroom and replace a 50-inch plasma screen. The plasma screen weighs way more than that 55. The 55 weighs nothing. I could have mounted it by myself if I didn't have Dee helping me. Then we put the 50 in the guest bedroom because we didn't have a TV in the guest bedroom. And I mounted a bar antenna to the back on the top. And then it has a fire stick. So it'd be great, you know, for guests to be able to watch TV. The funny thing is, well, it's not funny, but apparently I threw away the base for that 58-inch TV. It had like a wide base that it bolted to the middle of the TV. Well, I couldn't find it in the garage, so I bet I threw it out. So I bought one on Amazonian for $19.99, and it worked great. It worked great. It had rails that you bolt to the back of the TV, and then it had these feet that kind of went underneath, just like that. And it worked great, and so now we have a TV in the guest bedroom. So there you go. And that'll be it. We're not going to buy any more TVs for a while. We have essentially two home theaters. I did buy a sound bar because apparently I broke the optical output on the 75-incher when I took it down. I thought I pulled the connector out straight because we have a little adapter that goes to a surround sound system, takes the optical output, then it has a network connection that goes from there to another room where there's a surround sound receiver and then speaker wires that go back to the speakers in the patio. Well, apparently I broke that optical output. The sound bar that we had in the living room only takes an optical output, go from the TV optical output to the optical input of the sound bar. So I bought a relatively inexpensive TCL, less than $100, TCL sound bar that's gonna arrive in a couple days, because the internal speakers are not nearly as good as a sound bar. So we'll be putting that sound bar in the living room, then we'll be done with those projects. It'll arrive here in the day. Anyway, we're already over time. It's almost 33 minutes into this week's Rumble. Thank you so much for watching. Hey, you have a great day, a great evening, and a great week. Yes, now you have to. That's it for the Rumble for this week. Is it hot in here? Is it me? I'm going to have to turn the fan on. All right, let's play some great music for you. I admittedly queued up nothing. Can't even remember if I played this last week. But let's play it anyway. Here's Toy Matinee. Last plane out on the Stephen Roy podcast. Don't worry. Don't be scared. I got other stuff to play for you. Hunter Westbrook, Miranda Lambert, and George Strait.
How we wish you were here. The weather's getting warmer now that the trees are all cleared. No time for a conscience, and we recognize no crime. Yeah, we got dogs and Valvoline. It's a pretty damn good time. Today, but they were asked to leave. So we've kept the good old vices and labored to invent a few. With cake and vulgar surplus, we can have it and eat it too.
Used to be a dance hall, music on and the lights off, just you and I. Used to be perfume on your pillow, new day through the window, bringing out the blue in your eyes. Used to be floor boots by the front door, but two ain't there anymore. And now it's just four empty walls where I lay my head and get no rest at all. The porch swing don't swing, the doorbell don't ring, and now it's just wood on concrete and numbers on a mailbox on used to be street. I guess you were right, I should have left when you did. The house you made a home is now just a house again. These days, all I hear is an echo of you saying, baby, don't go in your goodbye. If you came back, you'd be surprised. You wouldn't even recognize this place.
Come back one last time. Ma'am, I know you don't know me from Adam, but these handprints on the front steps are mine. Up those stairs in that little back bedroom is where I did my homework and I learned to play guitar. And I bet you didn't know, under that live oak, my favorite dog is buried in the yard. I thought if I could touch this place, I'll feel it. This brokenness inside me might start healing. Out here it's like I'm someone else. I thought that maybe I could find myself. If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me. Mama cut out pictures of houses for years, from Better Homes and Garden magazines. Plans were drawn and concrete poured, nail by nail and board by board. daddy gave life to mama's dream.
Of the Rio Grande into Yellowstone, and I've seen firsthand Niagara Falls and the lights of Vegas. I've crisscrossed down to Key Biscayne and Chi-Town via Bangor, Maine. Think I've seen it all, and all I can say is, how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven. How about them cowgirls? She's riding coast in Steamboat Springs, baling hay outside Abilene. She's trying hard to fit in some city, but her home is near that big blue sky and the northern plains and those other wide open spaces. Nowadays there ain't as many, but how about them cowgirls? Boys, ain't they something? Sure are some proud girls, and you can't tell them nothing. I tell you, we say her to be herself, and she'll never change. Don't know how to hide her stubborn will or her fighting side, but you treat her right and she'll love you like no one else. Yeah, how about them cowgirls? Boys, something. Sure are some proud girls, but you can't be the loving. And I tell you right now, girls, may just be seven wonders of this big old round world. But how about them cowgirls? How about them, boys? I'm on my way to Amarillo. I can't seem to get my fill of that little West Texas town. I've got a sweet thing built right, Betty. Head to toe, she's mighty pretty, living in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll, time for me to hit the road. I've got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle when I reach that West Texas town. Big Spring all the way to Plainview. I can't wait to get to you know who in that West Texas town. I drive through hell and half of Texas just to get to her. My breakfast waiting in that West Texas town. Friday comes, it's time to roll. Time for me to hit the road. I got my eyes on the horizon. My little dish in that panhandle lights up like a Roman candle. When I reach that West Texas town, baby, turn the porch light on. Your big papa's coming home to that West Texas town. Love is so beautiful when everything is fine, but when it is like hers and mine, it lives and dies at least 10,000 times. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. How those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again. As blue as Tulsa skies, I kept getting lost in when I met her. Hair like Oklahoma sand, I could run my hands through forever. But all good things must end, all rivers have to bend. I keep running out, but she keeps pulling me back in. Tell me something bad about Tulsa. Now those old oil wells smell in the wind. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back
I belong there again. Tell me something bad about Tulsa, so I won't have to go back believing I belong there again.
That day, and I could tell she was leaving, and I thought, oh, she'll be back, till she turned around and pointed at the wall and said, that picture from our honeymoon, that night in Frisco Bay, just give it away, she said, give it away. And that big four-poster king-size bed, so much love was made, just give it away. She said, just give it away. Just give it away. There ain't nothing in this house worth fighting over. Oh, and we're both tired of fighting anyway. So just give it away. I tried to move on, but I found that each woman I held just reminded me of that day. When that front door swung wide open, she flung her diamond ring, said, give it away, just give it away.
Sorry, I couldn't help it. This one's better.
I don't take my whiskey to extremes. Don't believe in chasing crazy dreams. My feet are planted firmly on the ground. But darling, when you come around, I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Baby, I'm long gone. I get carried away. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day, I get carried away. Seem like an ordinary night. Same old stars, the same old moon up high. But when I see you standing at your door, nothing's ordinary anymore. I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes. Nothing matters but being with you. Like a feather flying high up in the sky on a windy day,